I am going to learn Reiki. Right, so fucking here we go. Strap yourself fucking in. Listen, I'm going to need to, there's so many fucking things. That's the problem with 2 weeks, is there's so, like, I got a haircut. There's, like, so many fucking things. I got all my hair cut off. My hair is now just, I don't know where it is if I took it out, because it's really fucking greasy, but, like, because I don't wash it? Obviously, it is greasy because I haven't washed it. I haven't washed it today. My personal hygiene's... It's fuck all we do with you, to be fair. what the fuck am I talking about? I got a haircut. That was one of the things that happened. Hundreds of fucking shits happened because it's been 2 weeks. But I feel like I need to tell the truth, right? I need to tell the truth. And this Reiki thing came up, and then there's, like, fucking... Like, I'd done some mushrooms at the weekend. On Friday, I'd done some mushrooms. Had a fucking fantastic experience. Not a lot. Had a great time. Done some more edibles. Not at the same time. But done some more edibles. Had a fucking fantastic experience in that. It's been good. It's been so much better. I can't lie to you. It's been so much fucking better than it has been previously. Because I've made peace with a lot of stuff. So I have. And one of the things that I've made peace with is the whole walrus chasing thing. I've made total peace with it, where I'm like, I'm done. It's like, I'm finished with it. I'm finished with the walrus chasing thing to a certain extent, because I know where it ends now. Like, I know how that, when I get to that point, I'm like, I no longer need to think about it. But to get to tell you this, I need to tell you the whole truth. I need to tell you the whole story. And the story I've been telling you hasn't been true. There's been points of it that have been a lie. The thing in the practical guide is a lie. It's not the truth, because I didn't feel like I could tell the truth fully, because, it involves fucking drugs and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It involves different things like that that I don't really want to. And I'm walking into a place, especially when I'm working with young people, I'm like, oh yeah, the fucking experience on drugs and all that kind of shit. Like, I don't want to be that person. But I'm going to tell you the truth now. And the reason I'm going to tell you the truth is because this whole thing made sense after I went my big walk. Saturday night, we were kidless. So we went a big massive walk, talked about loads of fucking stuff, me and the good lady wife. Which is when I decided I want to learn how to do Reiki. And I'll tell you the reason why I want to learn to do Reiki. Probably eventually. I'll tell you the reason for that. But I want to learn it. Just to try and get an... I don't know, because it interests me. It interests me no bound. There's something about it where I'm like, ah, right, cool. And then what? And like, then what? So I'm like, I want to learn it. So my good lady wife is going to teach me. She's a master. So she can teach me how to do it. So that I can get my level one. And then... For that, because I don't know enough about it, man, but I just know that I'm interested in it, and there's something drawing me towards learning it, right? And when I'd said I was going to do it, I came up with the sentence while I was doing my big walk, when we were out a big walk. I was like, I'll need to write that down when I get home. So I came up with the sentence, and I wrote it down, and I had all the stuff, kind of was like, I need to get this out of my head, I need to get all this stuff out on paper, so to speak. Into the universe, because I'm recording it as I'm talking about it. That's what I need to do. And as I wrote it down, it was episode 111. And I was like, that's more math madness. That's more math madness. And I was like, at the time when I was writing it, I was like, no fucking way. You're never going to believe what's happened. Like that kind of thing. Like, see that bit in The Simpsons where Homer finds a three-chambered peanut? It was like that when I was like, it's fucking episode 111, what did I say I'm going to do? Like, do you know what I mean? So, like, that's where I'm at. But I'll just tell you the truth. I'll just start with the whole thing. So when I... How am I going to tell you all this? First off, I'm going to kick that microphone stand and I'm going to get comfortable. That's the first thing I'm going to do. I'm going to get comfortable. I tell you this. I'm going to take a drink of tea. And I'm going to tell you the fucking real story, the real actual truth of what happened, right? Which isn't that dissimilar from what's in the book. It's just the timeline's all fucked up, and it's got fuck all to do with red wine. It's got nothing to do with red wine at this point. It was to do with red wine. The story that's in the end of the practical guide, that's the other thing I figured out, is what's happening. The trilogy, the trilogies, I know exactly what it's going to be. I'll explain it to you now, right? So the first in the trilogy is A Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing, which is fucking somewhere. I don't know where that is. It would be handy if I had a fucking copy that I could hold up when I said this shit. But that's the first one. The second book is going to be called Chasing the Walrus, which is the whole story, which is where I'm at now, which is some of the stuff I'm going to tell you today, right? And then the third one is called The Walrus. And then that's it done. That's it finished. Like, that's me completed this thing. It's not that I've completed it. I'm never going to then go... Like, I've got it tattooed on me. I have things tattooed. I've got The Walrus tattooed there. I went and got Give Peace a Chance and a wee egg tattooed on me the other day. And I got my wedding ring tattooed on me, a wee diamond. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I'm still getting, like, fucking tattoos to do with it. I've got another one that I'm planning that I'm not going to tell you about in case you steal my idea, but like, because that would be horrible. There's sometimes where I think, especially when I'm on holiday, because that's usually like the only time I take my shirt off. I had my shirt off the other day down the beach. We went down the beach the other day. I took my shirt off and I looked about and I was like, I'm the only person that's got their shirt off. Is there now a thing where you don't take your shirt off? Are we not allowed to take your shirt off anymore? Because I remember at a time all men had their shirt off and now they don't have their shirt off. Do you know what I mean? And then I was looking up, my two younglings were cutting about and they didn't have a shirt on. And I was like, well, fuck it. But there is a bit of me that thinks, maybe someone will see my tattoos and go, oh, I really like that idea. And then just steal my fucking, go, I want this, just like that guy that I seen down the beach. Do you know what I mean? And I was like, I've never looked at someone and meant I'm going to steal exactly what they've got. Do you know what I mean? But there's some pricks out there that will do that sort of thing. There will be. Let me take a drink of tea. What the fuck was I talking about? We'll find out in a minute. It's not too dissimilar, that's what it is, right? So the Practical Guide to Walrus Chasing is done, right? That's completed. Chasing the Walrus will be the story of the whole thing, right? Including the story that I want to happen, right? And explaining some of the stuff more in detail. The Walrus is the thing I've been talking about at great length about how... And in fact, I don't even know if I have spoken about it at great length, but it's the 1,000 things that I'm going to make that are tied to a 42-digit encrypted number that then become a physical NFT that's saved onto floppy disks, which is almost like save points through a story, like in a video game. And I'll make 1,000 of these. I've got the 1,000 floppy disks. I bought the 1,000 floppy disks about 3 months after I'd started saying I was a professional walrus chaser. This has been in my head this whole time, right? The realization I've had is basically this thing's happened and I have exploded, right? And I've exploded and I've ran off in all different directions doing a whole manner of fucking different things. And then what I've done now, and the reason why I feel like I haven't been as motivated to do it is because it's too big and I need to strip it all back to its core, to what it actually is and what it's all been about this whole fucking time. But, and it's the same way that I wrote the book. I feel like you have to expand on ideas and expand on things until you cannot expand on them anymore and then condense them all back down into something that's manageable and makes sense. Do you know what I mean? I'd written a whole chapter that I cut out of the book, out of the guide. I just burped there and didn't apologise. I should apologise. I'm really sorry for burping in your ears, by the way. That would be fucking horrible. See, if someone had done that to you in the street, I'm doing a lot of stuttering again. If someone done that to you in the street, just walked up and burped in your fucking ear, you'd be raging. You'd be fucking, you wouldn't be like, oh, it's fucking, that's lovely. Did you fucking curry last night for your dinner? You know what I mean? You'd be fucking fuming if somebody done that to you. And I'm effectively doing that to you fortnightly now. I used to do it weekly, so I'm obviously getting a bit better at it. I'm not doing it all the fucking time. So, what the fuck was I talking about? It's shit like that. So it's like, it's exploded, man. And now I'm pulling it all back down into the core where it should be and the realisation that I had. And I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, and I can't remember. But part of the problem I've had is I have went out into the world to... How do I explain this, man? Like, how the fuck do I explain this without looking like I'm a space cadet? But at this point in the proceedings, I don't think it matters. If you get this far, you're not going to go, it got weird all of a sudden. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking strange as it is. Where do I start? All the stuff I was telling you about having a job that I didn't particularly like, drinking too much, all that stuff, that's all true. That's all totally true, right? And it came to a head when I was drinking so much and I was miserable, and I came to the realization that it was the job that I was doing that I wasn't enjoying it. And I started actively telling people, this bit's all true. I started actively telling people, I'm going to leave my, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to get back into thingy. I want to get back into stuff. And what actually happened was, I might have told you this, but I'm telling you again. I'd started telling people that I didn't want to do the digital marketing thing anymore. I want to get back into doing the creative stuff. And there was people, I don't know if I'll name them, but it's South Ayrshire Council, who said, there's a job coming up, who I'd worked for previously. They'd said, there's a job coming up and it's you'd be artist in residence for South Ayrshire and you'd be doing work in Girvan and in Ayr, and you'd be doing these things and all that sort of stuff. Would you like to do it? And I was like, 100%. And I was getting paid national your artist union rates for it. So I was like, and it was 2.5 days, and I was like, that's exactly the same amount of money that I'm making now working 4 days for someone else. Yes, 100%. And I took that opportunity and my drinking died down. Like instantly, my drinking just disappeared. I didn't drink anywhere near as much until, and this is where so the whole thing about me going to the shop and what to buy red wine, quitting my job and all that sort of stuff, it's not true. That's not the actual thing that happened. This is the thing that happened. So when I left that and I was doing my own thing, I was sitting with my good lady wife one night, and she said to me, I think it would have been my 30th was the last time that I remember properly really fucking getting on it. And I drank so much Jack Daniels because everybody kept buying me Jack Daniels. And I was lying down in the bathroom floor the next day, like dying. Like I'd go up the stairs and like die like 5 minutes lying naked cold on the cold tiles of the bathroom floor, and then get back up and go and be a dad for a bit, and then go back up an hour later and lie down and die for a bit. And it was just like, it was horrible, man. So that was one of the days I was like, I can't keep fucking drinking to excess like this, right? One of the nights, and it was, I don't know if I was 31 or 32 at this point, my good lady wife said to me, what do you want for your birthday? And my exact words were this: I want to get caned again. Not caned as in take that bit of bamboo and beat me fucking senseless, do you know what I mean? Whip my ass till it's pink and bloody. Not that. That sort of caned. I was like, I want to get fucking stoned out my fucking gourd. I haven't had a smoke for 10 years. Close to 10 years. Because I told you why I gave it up. I gave it up because my good lady wife, we went out one night. I'll tell you this again. I definitely have told you this, but for continuity, you're fucking getting it. It's like Star Wars, right? Been watching that, man. Been watching that Andor on Star Wars Andor. It's really good. It's got really good. And then I started reading a Star Wars book last night, and I got 3 pages in and I fell asleep, and I had one of the greatest sleeps I've ever had. I dreamt I was growing stuff. Is what I dreamt. It's the last 2 nights I've had dreams about growing stuff. The other day, because I have been growing stuff, because we've got trees and stuff out the front door now. That's what we've been doing. I've told you that. And we're taking on a raised bed at an allotment in our Drossin. And we're going to be growing stuff, because that's really what I want to do. Because this is what all came out the night that I decided I was going to be a professional walrus chaser, which is where I'll get eventually. I'll get there eventually. I've got an hour and 39 minutes to tell you that. That'll be loads of time, hopefully. So we're growing stuff, and last night what we'd done is, so we're trying to save this tree. My son, my eldest youngling, is mad into den building, and he built this den, and he found this pine tree that was in this tiny bucket, this tiny fucking thing, and it's obviously suffocated while it's inside this plant pot, and that someone's chucked it out, but they've not chucked it out properly, they've just fucked it in with the rest of the trees. And my eldest, found it and dragged it into his den. And I was up there with my two younglings maybe 2 weeks ago, and I seen the tree, and I was like, fucking hell, it looks great, but it looks like it's dying. And I went home, and I'd said to my good lady wife, because my good lady wife saved 2 trees from the back door, because we're tree savers now, that's what we do, we save trees, right? This is what we do, this is what I'm fucking into, man. And then the tree, I'll keep telling you about the pine tree, right? And what happened was, it was suffocating, and we tried replanting it. I'm still learning this as we go. And it wasn't taken to the new pot, bigger pot, obviously. So we trimmed it all back, pulled it out yesterday, and I detangled all its roots, and it was like caked. It was like almost like it was in cement, and we've replanted it again, and we're trying to bring this pine tree back to life, because my youngest dragged it all the way home on a skateboard, because I'd said, let me speak to your mum. We're not taking it home right now. Let me speak to your mum. and make sure that it's okay before I just start turning up with stuff. Because I just started turning up with trees one day, and my good lady wife was like, great, we've now got hundreds of trees. And I'm like, this is the last one. This is the last one that we've found. Do you know what I mean? I've got an olive tree and I've got a plum tree that I'm growing. And our gooseberries have started to, listen to me, man. Listen to me. Hello, middle-aged, my old friend. Like, my gooseberries have started to fucking get ripe and juicy from farmer's market. That's what they've started. That's what they've been doing. Fuck me. Let me take a drink of tea. What the fuck was I talking about? Quitting my job, getting stoned out my fucking mind. That's what I wanted to do. Now, my good lady wife was never a fan of drugs. The way I was a fan of drugs. The way I am a fan of drugs, right? Big fan. Big fan of certain drugs. Of certain drugs. Of other drugs, you can stick them up your fucking nose or your ass. I used to know a guy done that. I used to know a guy who said the best way to take a pill was to stick it up your bum. That was the best way to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was always fucking ecstasy. It was always fucking swedgers. He'd be like, stick it up your ass. Fucking minted. It's like, I'm all right, mate. I'm off that. I don't really like that stuff anyway. I talk about it in the guide. Like, I'm not... I don't take things... Well, I did. I used to take a rake of fucking painkillers and stuff like that. But, like, I don't take things where... I don't do coke. I've no time for it. There's nothing there that I think I want to... There's no experience there that I think I can have that is going to make my life better. So I've never touched it. The ecstasy thing, you want to know why I don't do that? You can read my fucking book. The first book of my trilogy. Go and read that, right? So, like, I'm a fan of mind-expanding drugs. I would say I'm a fan of drugs. I'm not a fan of drugs that are made in labs, but that, I would say, is not true because LSD is made in labs. You know what I mean? It's a synthesized thing, which is now starting to make me rethink MDMA, but my problem with MDMA is you don't know what you're getting because there's a third party involved, which you never really know what you're getting when there's a third party involved. Which is, as I say yesterday to my good lady wife, the only reason I would ever get into politics. That's the only reason I would ever get into politics, so I could sit down with people and go, have you ever taken any of these drugs? No, then you don't get to talk about it. You don't get to put fucking legislation on people and treat people differently. If you've never done them, you can't fucking say that. Do you know what I mean? Pricks. That's the only reason I would get into politics, but that's for another podcast. That's for another podcast when I actually do it, like Hunter Thompson, like Hunter, run for mayor. What's the person with a big fucking Flavor Flav chain? What do you call them? What do you call the people? They're not the town crier. They're the fucking... Provost. Do they have any sort of thing? Can they do anything? Could they legalise drugs? See, if you're the Provost, I'm asking you as if you're going to answer back or two, you have a fucking clue what I'm talking about. But, like, that's... I don't know. Maybe I just like the jewellery. Maybe that's what the problem is. I'm just quite a town Provost. There must be a downside that I'm not seeing. Anyway, we're saving trees. I wanted to get stoned again. That's what I wanted to do. Because my good lady wife wasn't into it. She just really wasn't, right? For her own reasons. You can listen to her podcast and she'll tell you why. But, like, she's not got a podcast. But I was thinking the other day, I think you'd be good at a podcast, so you do. I think we could do a podcast together. Then I thought, no, don't do that. That's a terrible idea. That's a terrible idea right now. Might be a good idea further down the line. But right now, it's not a good idea. So... because it's hard enough fucking trying to get this one done. Do you know what I mean? And then that guy, James Buckley, who's in the Inbetweeners, does it with that his wife. I can't remember her name. That's terrible for me. But she's from Kilmarnock. I'm sure she's from Kilmarnock. And I watch that sometimes because it makes me laugh. I think the two of them are really good together. It's nice that they're married. Do you know what I mean? It's nice that they've ended up together because they work quite well as a comedy duo, which makes me think maybe it would have worked for, like, Rick Mayall and Aidan Edmondson. Do you know what I mean? If they get married. Now I'm talking pure shite. Let me drink this tea again for the 12th time. I wanted to get stoned again. And my good lady wife, I won't tell you where she got it, because that's illegal. But she made this happen for me. She made it happen for me. And I used, this is mental. My granda was still alive. My gran would have been dead. My granda had given me, I say my granddad had given me, I don't think he had done it. I think my mum had bought my granddad an Amazon gift card that he then gave to me for my birthday, because I can't imagine he would know how to get an Amazon gift card, to be fair to him. God bless his cotton socks, but I don't think he would have figured that thing out. I don't know if I've told you this story, but I'm going to tell you anyway because it's in my head and I've got an hour and 33 minutes left. There was one time, so my granddad, listen, I know where I get it from, right? Because my book's in here, let me show you. I've got eight of these fuckers. Right, which are all to do with the walrus. There, it's there. I've showed you them before. I've got eight of these fuckers. My granda had one that he kept where he'd write down all the things that went wrong with his computer, right? Because he had a laptop. One time I went into his house and he had managed to turn every icon into Photoshop. Because my granda used to take photographs. There's another story there. My granda used to take photographs, what I might have told you. I don't know if I've told you, but I tell you, I don't really want to tell you. Will I tell you? Have I told you? Doesn't fucking matter. Right, I've talked about the laptop. Too many fucking things, man. Every fucking icon was Photoshop. So when you wanted, if you wanted to play a game of solitaire, it would open fucking Photoshop. Every icon, right? He couldn't even open Google to ask it why everything's Photoshop, because when you open Google Chrome, it opened fucking Photoshop. I have never seen it ever happen. I don't know how it happened. I've never seen it replicated. And there was a point where he's like, can you fix it for me? And I was like, no, I can't. I don't know what the fuck you've done to this thing. And he basically wrote down everything in his book that he'd done up to the point about fucking breaking it and it opening Photoshop all the time. It was my good lady wife had went in, right? My good lady wife went in and she said, oh, I can fix it. And she went into the settings and she said, when did it happen? Tom, that's his name. Still is his name, but he's not alive anymore. Tom. And he said, oh, it happened 2 weeks ago. So my good lady wife went back 3 weeks and then everything was fine again. I was like, holy fuck, man. So why the fuck am I telling you this? Why the fuck am I telling you? Why have I ended up talking about my granda's laptop? Because I've got fucking ADHD, obviously, and I'm riddled. I was talking about drugs. He bought me an Amazon gift card, and I bought a bong. That's what I done. I bought a bong using my granda's Amazon gift card so I could smoke this fucking weed for the first time in 10 years, right? So, I was telling you another story, and it's went away, but I'll tell you it for continuity. Ah, you go back and listen. Go back and listen. See if this is your first one. Get fucking back the way, you lazy bastard. What else are you going to do? Fucking... like what, go to your job? Fuck that. Like, it's all fucking made up anyway. We're all figments of our own imagination. I bought this bong that you could convert any bottle into like a bong, right? Looks like a big inhaler. There's a story there as well that I can't tell you. Fucking one day I'll tell you. Will I tell you later? I will tell you one day. One day I'll tell you it's all in front of me. When you're all in front of me, I can see your eyes, I'll tell you that story. I'd smoked this fucking bong. My good lady wife went up the stairs. She was, like, getting the last of the younglings. There's only two of them. He's asleep at the time. I went outside, took a toot of this fucking bong, came in, opened up my iPad and started drawing. And my good lady wife came back and she was sitting talking to me. And I was drawing away and I was talking. It was about 45 minutes to an hour in. And she went, have you been outside? And I was like, yeah, it was the first thing I'd done. I went outside. And she went, so you're high right now? And I was like, completely. Like, absolutely out my fucking nut. It's wonderful. And she was like... you're not what I thought you would be. I was like, neither am I. Because before when I used to smoke weed, I would just drink fucking Hunters on top of it and do you know what I mean? Whereas it totally changed my outlook on fucking everything, the smoking of the weed. But the problem with the smoking of the weed now, as I've said to you before, is it's fucking ridiculously strong, man. Like, it's mental fucking strong. So what happened was one night I'd smoked too much and it set me a bit fucking loopy. Stiff-nulled. It made me go a bit fucking mad, right? So it does. And then, which is part and parcel for the fucking, it's par for the course. So then what I was doing was I was buying safety beers. I was buying two big Heineken beers and putting them in the fridge. And the whole reason was to stop me drinking was to start smoking weed again. And then what happened was it was too strong. I was smoking too much and then I was having to take safety beers. And that's what I was doing. And I managed to get myself into this thing where I was actually drinking just as much as I did. Not as much as I did, but I was actually still drinking a lot and I was smoking weed a lot. And it was all about safety beers because in my head I was going to dark places sort of thing. And then this is what actually happened, right? I had a smoke and I'd went on the way to the shop to buy safety beers. It wasn't red wine because I'd left my job by this point and I was out. I was out of the environment. And I Am the Walrus came on my headphones. And then I just didn't get safety beers and I just walked and I imagined that anything was possible. That's what it done. Anything that I could dream up was impossible. It was possible. And the only person that was able to stop me from doing it was myself. And that was the time, if you've read the guide, where I had finally figured out that the whole time that I've been alive, it's only ever been me talking to me. It's only ever been me taking the information that other people give me and putting it into a category that I thought was fitting. The problem is the categories I had all made me feel terrible and bolstered up my belief that I wasn't able to do certain things because I couldn't spell, because I didn't know at this time that I had the fucking ADHD and all this sort of shit. Like, I didn't know all that stuff. But and then from that point on, after that big walk, and I decided, at first it was a mural. At first what it was me painting this mural. And then the thing that I've been talking to you about, where you expand on it, you expand on it, you expand on it, so it's so fucking big and there's so fucking much that you then cut away all the dead weight and you condense it down into something that makes sense to you, which is that symbol, that symbol there. That's what that whole thing is. It's like the whole thing condensed into a symbol that I can think about and I know. Is that a sigil? Is that what they call it? It's almost like witchcraft. That's what it's like. So, but again, I didn't know I was doing it at the time. I never know what I'm doing at the time until someone goes, it's this, and you go, oh, is it? Which is which makes me think it is part of this universal thing. All the knowledge is there, which is why I want to do Reiki. Which is why I want to do Reiki, because, and this is the reason, I hated the Beatles. I've told you that. I fucking hated the Beatles, right? I thought they were shite. There's been loads of people in my life who loved the Beatles, and I'd be like, ah, they're pish, and I never, ever gave them a fucking chance. Because I'm an idiot. Or I just wasn't ready to. But when I started, I was working in a place called The Plays, and there was a guy there, Michael, who brought his son, Michael, and I'd teach Michael Sr., I'd teach him guitar, but he could play guitar, so we'd just jam songs, and Michael Jr. would go out with my mate Neil, and he would show him guitar, he was learning guitar. So, and Michael started bringing in chord books, and we'd just go through them. He brought in David Bowie, and we started going through David Bowie songs. Moonage Daydream, things like that, Changes. Like, I've listened to Bowie for years, right? But he brought in a Beatles one, and I started singing the songs with him, and I was amazed at how many of the songs I knew. And then that opened me up to the band's fucking great. Then I started listening to them. So the Beatles had came into my life before then, but I Am the Walrus was something that I'd totally fucking slept on. But the reason I brought up the Beatles again for the fucking 12th time is there was Yesterday by Paul McCartney and John Lennon, because the two of them got the credit for all of it. But Paul McCartney said he woke up one day and he sat down at the piano and Yesterday came out and I won her. I was watching a documentary many, many moons ago about a group of people that they would keep in, it was almost like a hotel accommodation, and they would all write songs. And one of the people said something along the lines of, I am the vessel that the song comes through. Which to me is a lot of shite. That's like the blue represents the plight of the working man. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that shite, I don't identify with it. It's fucking makes me angry because it makes it seem as if it's only for some people, and I think everybody can tap into this. I don't think it's an exclusive thing. I don't think just because you wear a cravat, you're the only person that gets to do it. It's the reason why I hate art and I love it at the same time. I was like, I think Reiki is the thing that will get me tied back into whatever that is. Because I now believe that. I don't think they come... I think your human ego puts a spin on the song and contextualizes it and makes it human. But I don't think the emotion and the idea and all that sort of stuff comes from... I think it comes from somewhere else. Which is why I'm like, with the Reiki, I'd like to tap into that so I could start writing music again. Because there hasn't been a day that I haven't played the piano. There hasn't been a day since we've got that piano. There hasn't been a day that I haven't fucking played it. God's honest truth, right? And that's been like a month, and it's been mental how much better my playing is. I feel like a piano player, which is mental because I've always just been a busker on the piano. So that's what happened, right? And I decided I was going to be a walrus. I didn't come up with a name yet. But I'd kitted out the garage. This was before COVID. This is before COVID, because the weed helped me get through COVID, because I was like stuck in the house all the fucking time. It was 2020, 2019, in November, December time, and that's when I started doing the YouTube videos, and I put the name on it, Chasing the Walrus, eventually, there. And then it was 2020, then I moved out, and it's now 2025. Fucking hell, it is that starting to come round full circle. It is starting to come round full circle. That's really fucking weird, because I said it would take me 5 years, and we're nearly there. 2021, it'll be 2026, it'll be 5 years. That's fucking weird how the whole thing works out, man. And then, let me take another drink. Let me take a drink of water, because I'm getting an awful dry mouth. So the burping and the talking, that was fucking sore. My teeth are sensitive, man. I went to the dentist as well. That was another thing. I went to the dentist, and they gave me 3 injections in my mouth and 3 fucking fillings. So they did. For someone that doesn't eat sugar, I don't know how the fuck it's happened, right? 3 fucking fillings they gave me, and I walked as I was, the dentist, she said to me before I was leaving, she said a couple of things to me. One of the things she said to me was, "You have perfect anatomy." And I was like, because I couldn't fucking, because she had her fucking fingers inside my mouth when she said this to me. But she said that, see, when they're learning to give you injections, right? There's certain points in the mouth that you look for, and she's like, "Yours is like something straight out of a textbook." And I was like, "That's wonderful. Thank you very much. I'm so proud." I always had a feeling that I was perfect inside my mouth, but that's what it was. And then when I was leaving, she goes, "You done really well to sit through that." And I was like, "I'm getting tattooed on Friday. Like, I'm getting tattooed on Friday, and I won't complain once when I'm getting tattooed. Like, I feel like this is actually to help my health. The tattoo's to just fucking help my head. Do you know what I mean?" So I was like, that was it. What the fuck was I talking about? Let me take a drink of tea. I've been holding it for about 25 minutes. Right. And that's what happened. When I became a professional walrus chaser, the reason that happened was, I think I've told you a wee bit of this. So it was still in the middle of lockdown and nobody could get out. I was in the old workshop, right? Where, and I shouldn't have been doing this, but I was doing it, believe it or not, because, well, I have got a tendency to do things that people tell me I'm not allowed to do. I just go and do them, sort of thing. Drawing on walls would be a fucking example of that. But I'd done it on purpose to a certain degree. I'd smoked far too much fucking weed, far too much of this, and I'd rolled up a pure single skinner greener. So I did full greener because I'm still working up to it. My tolerance will be shite now, but it was fucking, as I said a wee while ago, I was blasting full size, full greeners about December time, and 45 minutes I was skinning up again. Like, that's how bad it got. It's not like that now. Now I don't touch any during the week, and it's a Friday, Saturday. I'll have a wee edible, and sometimes I'll have it on a Sunday, and I do the garden. It's totally different now. I totally got a handle on my use of this stuff, but it got a bit fucking weird for a while, which is why I think I was feeling the way I was feeling. Do you know what I mean? Which I've told you all. I feel like I'm telling you everything again. I feel like this is therapy. Do you know what I mean? So, what happened after that was, I'd smoked far too much, right? And I went back in and I was going to record music, is what I was going to do. And it comes in waves. I don't know if you've ever felt it, but it comes in waves and it goes up a bit and then down a bit and then up a bit and then down a bit, and you think you're there and then all of a sudden you're fucking away. And I'd switched all the lights off and I'd made it look all kind of nice. I got my atmosphere right and I started recording the music. And then I felt like it was too dark, so I switched all the lights on. Then I felt like it was too bright. And then that's when things started to go a bit hairy. I was like, oh no, things are fucking bad. Now, this is the bit that I don't think I've told you. I found a lump on my testicle. I'm fine. It's a varicose vein, right? But at the time, I didn't know that. And I thought I was going to die, right? And I thought it was fucking bad. So I did. I thought the worst case scenario. I was sitting there looking at door 2, constantly thinking, I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I've got this thing that's wrong with me. I'm going to die. And I'd smoked far too much. And I had a panic attack. And I was so sad that I was going to leave my good old wife and my kids. And I was like, it was real. It was the fucking realest feeling I've felt. But I was, because I'd fucking smoked far too much. Because I'm a fucking head case, man. And smoked too much. And then I remember standing in the door frame. For the small kind of control room where I'd done my editing, which you'll know if you're a long time fucking watcher, pervert, if you're a pervert of the walrus, you'll know this. And the next bit is, the bit next to it was the big bit where I kind of fucking, that's where I would paint and do all that sort of shit. And I was standing in the door frame thinking about all the things I was going to miss because I was dead. Because that was me. My life was over. They were going to tell me I was something wrong. It was terminal and I was going to die. And I've been telling myself this every single day since I found the fucking lump. And I went to the doctor and he felt my bollocks while I looked him dead in the fucking eye. That's a fucking weird feeling, man. When you're standing there looking at a doctor dead in the eye while your trousers are down and they're feeling your bollock. And they just went, we'll need to send you for a scan. So I hadn't had my scan yet, right? And I was going to die. This is what happened. And then I broke out the safety beers because it got really, really bad. And I turned back to the pink elephant, turned back to fucking... that. Do you know what I mean? Like that bit. And the only thing I can equate it to, again, another Simpsons reference, but when Barney drinks the fruit juice that the hippies make and it's spiked with, I'm assuming it's all the weed, and he starts seeing fucking monsters jump about, and then he runs into the fridge and he drinks a beer and a big pink elephant comes out and kills him, and he shouts, thanks Pinky, you've always been there for me. That's what it was like. And it started to bring me down. The alcohol started, the reckless part that the alcohol brings out in me started to come out, because I was just fucking bang, that beer's finished, bang, that beer's finished. And then I get the question I asked myself was, I realised I wasn't dead, right? And that it's all imaginary. And if this was going to kill me, because I don't know the answer, it's just as likely that it won't. It was the feeling that I got. And I asked myself, what the fuck is it I want to do with my life? What is it I want to do? And I was thinking about because I was doing the walrus thing. I was saying I was chasing the walrus. I was like, what the fuck am I doing this for? And then that's when I realised that that's the wrong question. The question is, why am I doing it? And the reason why am I doing it is to tell a story. And that was the point where the whole thing came out, and I wrote the whole thing down. And the whole story is that I want to have a farm. I've told you that. I want to have animals in the farm. I want to write. I want to grow things. I want to do all these different things, but it all ties in with Corporation T-shirt, Eggman Records, Elementary Penguin Publishing, Expert to Expert, Corporation T-shirt. I've said that already. There's another one. There's another one that I've not fucking... that's underneath that back tape, and I can't see it. Stupid Bloody Tuesday Films. Like, that's the... all this shit came out in a fucking wonner. Just blah, 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 all over the place, written down on that bit of wood there. Convinced I was dying. Convinced I was dying. And then I'd wrote it all down, but the thing that I think, and I made the deal with the universe, I might have told you in the last one. I might not just tell you that. I made the deal with the universe. I said, if you can do this for me, then I will do this for you. I will go and I'll just do all this shit that I've said that I'll do to prove a point. Because, and then I was like, the thing that I'd thought was, and I'm going to not try and sound like a fucking bead-wearing maniac when I say this, but I've always had a feeling that the manifestation thing's real, and you're able to manifest things based on what you look for. And if you look for bad things and bad things, that's all you'll see. And I've started thinking that since the day that I watched Derren Brown put a £20 note down on the ground, and you get two people, and one of them considered himself that they weren't lucky, and the other one said that I am lucky. And the one that said that he is lucky found the £20 note and found all these other experiences because he thought that he was lucky, and the person that deemed himself unlucky missed them all. And when I seen that, I was like, so that is basically the way, if you think that nothing good happens to you, then nothing good will happen to you, because it has to. Because when you think that good things happen to you, then you're more open to finding them. That's what it is. Which made me think that the theory of manifestation must be real. There must be a scientific thing in that, that you can manifest a thing if you continually look at the good things. And I wrote down exactly what I was going to manifest, which was this farm. And I thought, I'll write, because I didn't know I was writing the book at the time, but I was like, I need to find a way to prove this, that I'm going to work on this and do these things. I'm going to be as good and as honest a person as I can be by following these two rules. I'm going to put my family first, because they should always be coming first. They should never be walking behind me. I should be the person driving them forward. That's what it should do. And if I can do these two things, and then I'll manifest this thing, and I'll be able to prove that it works, because I've said that I'm doing it before it's happened. And I went away. One of the things that I'd done was I got a newspaper that I told you about, and I'd written down the farm thing, and I'd filmed myself talking it and explaining it all through. I was going to grow weed, which was one of the things I was going to grow weed there, because I've got a firm belief that I wouldn't be doing this today if it wasn't for the fact that I was smoking weed again. Problem is, I ended up smoking too much of it. And I had the date in the newspaper, and I've got that footage on a hard drive in there, which is part of the film that I was going to make about the whole thing, which I don't think I'll make it. I think it's the footage is there, and if anybody wants to make a film, I might just hand it over to them, that you just fucking do that, which is what I thought Way of the Walrus would be. Because there is a bit of me when I'm saying this, it is mental to say all these things that you're going to do and all that sort of stuff, but how else are they going to happen? Like, how else are they going to happen? I was very guarded about it, and I put it in a box. Remember that mystery box thing? I put it in that mystery box, and I was like, this is what I'm doing. That's going to go in there. I'll sell the story. That's the number one floppy disk that's in there. That's 0001, which is the actual story of the chasing the walrus and all that sort of stuff. It's very existential. Do you know what I mean? It's massive. And it grew all these arms and went all these different ways, and I end up writing letters to the fucking Louvre and building sculptures and doing all this sort of shit. And still, I don't know why, other than I just had to get it all fucking out and then work on it to the point where I'm pulling it back down. I'm sorry. That's just the first time I've ever done this, but I think... No, I'll check that later. My phone just went, but I just wanted to... I've got a car that's going in for an MOT today, and it's got fucking nothing to do with what I'm telling you about, so I'm going to stop talking about it now. I'm going to take another drink of tea just to reset my brain and my palate. So that was it. So the guide is the 7 things you need to do if you want to be a walrus chaser. The actual walrus is the point in space and time that I want to be in, and it's the guide to manifesting the thing, even though I think that the word manifesting comes with its own connotations where people think that it's pish. But the more I'm beginning to look at it, I think that's what it is. And the realisation I had when I was out with my good lady wife doing a big walk and having a big talk was the end of the book, Chasing the Walrus, should be the story of everything that I want. And I should be writing it like I walk out onto this and I see this and I do this and write it all out and see how close I get to it. Because I managed to manifest my way out of the garage into my workshop by using a vision board, because I'd met a guy called Mark who had a gym who told me about a vision board. And I'd been listening to the Joe Rogan podcast on the way up, and I met this guy in Motherwell, and I'd said to him, he said, it's some drive. And I was like, it's all right. I've been listening to a fucking Joe Rogan podcast about aliens. I said, it's been great. And he was like, oh, I like Joe Rogan. And we get talking about Joe Rogan. We get talking about aliens. It was very fucking... He was bouncing off the wall. There was a point when I was looking at him going, I don't know, I've got ADHD yet, but you've got it. And I think that's why the 2 of us are like... And then fucking aliens came, and then you can do it like that. It was very like that. But he told me about his vision board. And he says every day he wakes up and he sees it. And I was like, I need to do this. And that's what I've done. And I managed to get myself out of my garage and into my workshop, and that was using that, and that's what kind of kickstarted the thing where I'm like, I think this is real. So this is basically just been a big scientific experiment to see how far I can take it but the problem is I think I've tried to get too involved in it. And the other problem I've had is, and this is going to sound mental because it is mental, but the problem that I've had is, so I love my wife. Just so you know, I do, more than anything. Her and my younglings are the best thing that have ever happened to me. They're the most important people in my life, right? When I was writing the story, I thought, what's the thing that I could give to them? Which would be a place to live, building a house, building a home, and having that land round about it to do all that other stuff so that we have the space to grow in the directions that we want to grow as a family. And me and my good lady wife had spoken on and off about how great it would be to like have a farm, but we weren't there. Like, we weren't talking about it the way that we talk about it now, because it's a possibility. It's a distinct possibility now. It's going to happen, because it has to happen, because we're talking about it all the time. It has to happen. It might not happen the way that we expect it to happen, which is where I think I've been. The problem I've had, is because I have had this, and I don't even know if it's hot wild to when you're a fucking caveman and you would bring back fucking elks and fucking buffalo. Like, I felt like I had to bring this thing back to gift to her. To do, like, look what I've got you. Like, that manly thing. And then the realisation, maybe a couple of weeks ago, where that's bullshit. We should be doing this together. We should be doing this thing. It should be both our things. It shouldn't be me finding a thing and bringing it back and showing it to you. We should be making this thing happen together. And we should be doing it all together. The whole family should be doing it. That's what we should be doing. We should be manifesting this thing together. The four of us should be doing this rather than me doing it individually. And it's took me all this length of time to fucking come to that realization that that's the way that we should be doing it. Do you know what I mean? So that's what we're doing now. What the fuck was I talking about? Am I away again? Let me take another drink of tea. Fucking hell. So, like, that's what the whole thing's been about. The Chasing the Walrus will be the book of, will be the story of the whole thing happening, plus the story of what I want to happen, right? And then the Walrus will be that thousand things, because the thousand things are the thousand things that I've made, that I've had to make to get to this point. Do you know what I mean? And that's what that would be. And then that's it, done. And I'd still would be saying to people, I'd still be talking about the Walrus, but the Walrus would be the name of the farm. That's what it would be. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it was. That's what it's been this whole fucking time. When it's been in mystery boxes, when it's been in all these different things. Because the problem I think I've had is I've been trying to plan how it will happen. And that's in direct conflict with the way that it works. I don't think you can plan how it happens. What you have to do is just find the place, describe where you want to be, and don't put anything in the middle. Because that's not up to you. To find a way that the things will align. You just have to... I heard a guy one time say you have to set the intention and forget the intention. You have to set the thing and then forget about it. You have to say that you want it to happen, but you can't... Like, say if you wanted £20. Say, I want £20. You can't go, well, I'll get £20 because I'll put a pound in a puggy and I'll win the £20 jackpot. Or I'll find £20 in my wallet. That's you putting how to make it happen. And when you do that, it doesn't work because you have to set it and forget it. Like, you have, that's what you need to do. So that's been the problem with what I've had. I've been trying to plan it and make it all about me. And that's not the way to do it, I don't think. And I realise as I'm saying this, it's to some people it'll be preposterous, right? But at the same time, when I've been in these things where I've written it all down and all that sort of stuff, I'm like, this makes perfect fucking sense. Why wouldn't it work? Why wouldn't this work? And that's the bit where I'm like... And to be honest, there's also a bit that I don't... in the nicest way possible, I don't really give a fuck what you think. Like, whether you think I'm an idiot or not, because look where I am now. I'm now in... Well, look at me. I'm in this workshop that eventually will move on to a bit of land that will be the beginning of what that is. I'm closer than I've ever been to completing it. It's just, I think, for a long time I stood in the way because I was too busy trying to plan how it happens, and that was it. And it was making me miserable. And the thing that I realised the other day when I had my mushrooms was, I realised it at the time, and then I realised it again when I was detangling the roots of the trees, where I was like, see all the stuff that you said that you want to do, like the growing of the stuff and the writing the things and the making the things and doing all this sort of stuff, you're doing it right now. And you've always been doing it. So in that, and I've said it more than once, it's I am the Walrus. It's not I am going to be the Walrus when this happens. The funny thing is the whole manifesting thing happened when I realized it, when I heard that song, where it was like, you can just create your own reality. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can just create your own reality. And I can't describe the feeling, but I know that it exists because I felt it. Do you know what I mean? I know it exists because I felt it, which is where I think the Reiki fits in. So there's all this shit, but it feels like that's been part of the turmoil that I've had over that I don't really want to do this and I don't really want to do that. And I think the turmoil's came for the fact that it's grown so many arms and legs that I'm having to detangle the roots. That's what it feels like. I'm going to detangle the roots and I'm having to cut away the dead ones. But like, get rid of that, get rid of that, get rid of that. So one of the things I'm going to ask of the Cult of Walrus members is, see, this, the end of the 3 months, I'm going to send you it'll be a digital copy though, but it'll be what I've got so far of the last Jackalope, that's what you're going to get. And then at the end of the year, I'm planning something. Well, I know what happens. I don't know. But there is a point where I'm starting to think that maybe the Cult of the Walrus thing isn't the best way to be doing it now, because I don't feel like It's pulling away. That was me trying to plan it. Get 1,000 people to pay you £3 a month and then you can get a farm. That was me trying to plan it. That was me interfering with the universe by putting all this sort of stuff in. So I'm going to start taking a step back for that. And people have started cancelling, believe it or not. People have started cancelling the subscription. And I'm like, oh, well, I think this is naturally coming to an end in a way so that it can move on to something else. So if you are a Cult of Walrus member and you're happy to continue to be paying it, you will be rewarded one day. You will, trust me, I will reward, you will be rewarded for your investment, right? If you're like that, I'd wanted a thing every 3 months and fuck this guy. Aye, fuck me, just fucking, not literally, but just fucking get rid of it. It's absolutely fine. It doesn't bother me. I'm away. I've moved on to a different, I feel like I've leveled up. That's the thing. That's what I think I was saying that last time. I don't think it's just me. I think both me and my good lady wife have leveled up. And we've done it at the same time. And there was things that were happening where we both regressed for a bit, for a period of maybe 2 to 3 weeks. And now we're at the other side again. And I'm like, this is fucking mental how this thing is working. And I know it sounds ridiculous. But it can't be any more ridiculous than God telling people to buy private jets. Like, it can't be any more ridiculous than that. And there seems to be enough people that fucking believe that thing. Like, yeah, God told me I need a private jet so I can spread the word the jeebus. Do you know what I mean? Like, it can't be any more ridiculous than that. But I know it's real because I felt it. Do you know what I mean? I know it's real because I felt it. So that's where I'm at. Let me take a drink of tea. So I'm still going to continue to be doing this every 2 weeks. That's what it is. But I think the whole other stuff, because even the thing about, like, the social media videos and all that sort of stuff, I'm looking at them and I'm going, you need to do them the way that you want to do them. They need to be like the YouTube videos that you made condensed into 60 seconds. That's what you need to do. And you'll be good at that. But don't do them daily. Don't do this fucking, today I went and I done. Don't do that anymore. Just pick a project and make a 60 second video about the project. Even if it is multiple 60 second videos about the project, that's fine. But don't go, today I went to the shops and I bought red wine. Like, it can't, don't do it like that anymore. That's silly. That's you doing it like everybody else. You're not like everybody else, because no one's like everybody else unless they choose to be like everybody else. It's a choice. It's a choice to be like everybody else. But you aren't. For the minute you fucking open your eyes and you realise you're a fucking conscious being, you're no longer like everybody else, because you're the reality that you see is very, very, it's what you see, what you tell yourself you're seeing. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's that kind of thing. And that's where I'm at, man. That's where I'm at. So I'm going to learn Reiki. My good lady wife is going to teach me how to do it. I'm going to use that to try and get more in touch with the songwriting thing, because I feel like I've put barriers between me and that as well, which is the same thing I've done here. I no longer just listen to the thing or find a thing and start playing it. What I'm doing is I'm trying to write a thing and I'm trying to do that. And when you try and do the thing, it doesn't work. Whereas some of the best things that I feel that I've made and the most are the things that I've enjoyed making the most is the things when I'm just fucking about and I'm just playing. And everything's got a bit serious all of a sudden. Everything's got a bit serious. I'm not getting to play. And that's, the playing with things has been the thing that's got me to the point where I am right now, and that's what I should be doing. And that's where I am. That's where I am, folks. That's fucking, I don't think there's anything else I need to say. I don't know if this has been good. I don't know if it's been helpful, but who the fuck knows? But that's the whole story. That's what happened, man. And I'll be writing it in the book, in the Chasing the Walrus book that I'll be writing. There was another bit I was going to talk about with the egg, man. Because, will I talk about that now? Because the Eggman's starting to change. I think me and my good lady wife have spoken about it, and we think that the thing that we want to do is we only ever ask for back what we put in. So if we, for example, buy a thing for £1 and we're selling it, we're only ever looking for £1 back. That would be it. That would be the way that I would work it, I think, with the Walrus. The Walrus and the Witch, that's what it's called. That's what the farm part will be called. It's not a park. It's not a farm park. The farm part, that part of it, would be called the Walrus and the Witch. And the way that we feel is, because we are taking, because it is quite a spiritual thing, I suppose, with the more that we talk about it and stuff. Like that, anything that comes from that part of it, we'd only ever ask back what we put in, right? Whereas with a walrus part of it, that's what would happen. But see, the Eggman doesn't give a fuck. The Eggman doesn't care. That's about the money. So when the Eggman sees the opportunity to get the money, the Eggman will take it. That's what he'll do. And that's that part. Because I can't do it. That's the part that I struggle. I can't do that. I feel bad. Me as a person, right? The actual person. Because the tragic O'Hara thing and me as a person are so entangled into each other that I can't not be that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't. But the Eggman, it can be anything. Because that was one of the things that I'd said to my good lady wife. I was finished, but I'm obviously not. The most money I have ever made is from that sculpture, that jellyfish sculpture that I made. That was the most stressful thing that I've ever done, but I know why it was stressful. I totally understand why it was stressful. Now I am much better placed to make sculptures and to do that sort of stuff and make money. Whereas, see, the Eggman, that's... Someone goes like, we want a sculpture. The Eggman says, this is how much it is. That's it. There ain't no fucking haggling on the price. This is how much it is to get the big man to do it. That's that part where it's like the selling multiple copies of books in for profit. That's the Eggman. The Eggman isn't going to go like that. You can have this for free. The Eggman's like, no, this is how much it is. And the reason why is because, fuck you, that's how much it is. I'm the Eggman. That's the thing. He is able to do that, but the stuff that comes from the walrus and the witch is like more, whatever you put in is what you get out. It's what you ask for. It's not about making mass producing things to make money. It's not about that. But see, the mass producing t-shirts to make money, the Eggman's like, that's what we do. That's what we are purely about, the fucking money. The art, you hand me the stuff, you do the art bit, you hand the shit over to me, and I'll make the fucking money. That I am the Eggman. That's how it works. And that's how it's been working for quite a while, since I came up with that thing when I'd written the first book, where I was like, I need to start developing this thing into characters, which will be in the second book. Do you know what I mean? In the second book of the trilogy of three. I'm going to finish this now. I'm just going to stop talking. That was a fucking... Listen, there is only one way to end this. Thank you very much for your time, because it's the most important thing you've got, and I will catch you next time on Confessions of a Walrus Chaser.